From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the real people running to be California's next governor and the world through the eyes of web bloggers with Slate's arch blogger, Mickey Kouse. But first, the latest on the California recall. A big name exits the race. Republican Bill Simon dropped out over the weekend, saying the crowded field could hurt GOP prospects. Dan Weintraub is a columnist with the Sacramento Bee. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
So what is the significance of Bill Simon dropping out of the race? What does it mean for Republican voters?
Well, in the short term, I think it could actually complicate the matter for the Republican Party, because Bill Simon, who was last year's Republican nominee, was really competing for the same wing of the Republican Party vote as State Senator Tom McClintock, who remains in the race. If Simon's votes go to McClintock, that will make McClintock that much more of a factor and more of a threat to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who so far is the leading Republican in the polls. That could embolden McClintock and his supporters and cause them to redouble their efforts to paint Schwarzenegger as unfit for this job.
And is that because Schwarzenegger is socially liberal?
That's part of it, although McClintock seems to be focusing more on Schwarzenegger's uncertain economic views, although the candidate himself has been fairly clear about where he stands. Some of his advisors, including billionaire Warren Buffett, have said some things about taxation in California that have presented sort of a confusing view of where Schwarzenegger is, and that's what McClintock is zeroing in on.
Well, do you think Schwarzenegger is going to have to redefine himself politically to get in touch with the conservative base, to become more conservative?
I don't think so. He has to shore that up somehow, but the race is really going to be won or lost in the middle, and that is where Schwarzenegger's advantage is, and that's probably where he's going to have to focus most of his attention as the race goes forward. He's going to have to get a good majority of the independent vote and a larger share of the Democratic vote than he is so far. If he spends all his time fighting with McClintock for the conservative wing of the Republican Party, he's not going to be able to make those inroads into the middle that he'll need to win on October 7th.
Hmm. So Simon may have quit, but he's still going to be on the ballot. So do you think people will vote for him anyway?
I don't think so. There are 135 names on this ballot. I don't think that folks are going to be going through there and voting for one who actually says that he doesn't want them to choose him. So I don't think if there were just two or three names, you might just get a random shot of people voting for Simon. But with that many names on the ballot, I think people are going to be looking for the one that they intend to choose.
Mm. And any other big news this weekend about the recall?
Well, there's some new polling out by the Los Angeles Times that suggests that the recall race is much closer than several of the other polls have said, and that's given Governor Gray Davis new hope that he's closing the gap and maybe can make the replacement election moot by just beating the recall.
So more people are saying they're not in favor than they had before.
According to the Times poll, we should say that it still contradicts everything we're hearing not only from the other public polls but from the private polling done by both the Democratic and Republican candidates. I'm still hearing that their polls are showing quite a wide lead for the recall in the range of 20 points, whereas the Times poll showed it leading only 50 to 45.
And how is Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante doing?
Well, the Times poll also showed him opening up a 13-point lead over Schwarzenegger, while the other polls have shown pretty much a dead heat, and some have shown Schwarzenegger leading Bustamante. So the Times poll is either ahead of the game here, or maybe they got a sample that was just different from what everyone else is seeing. We won't really know until we get a few more results in the weeks ahead from the other public polls and from what the candidates are doing.
Dan Weintraub is a columnist with the Sacramento Bee. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.